Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How do you fix them? I think the Yankees are doing a decent job of it. They pitched them in two games where they were down a run late, and he, in both times, he came through it. A little bit shaky last night, to be totally honest with you. I'm very excited about the Yankee bullpen. I think he'll be better. I think Weaver's been great. Cruz, I mean, he's leading the American League in bullpen strikeouts, in relief strikeouts. He's been unbelievable. Tim Hill did not pitch well. The problem with the Yankees is their starting pitching. The Yankee bullpen, I'm not overly worried about it, and we'll see what Devin Williams can become. I fully expect Devin Williams to come back and be a great pitcher again. I don't know if I'd give him the closer role. That's the one thing I disagree with the Yankees and maybe most people. Even if he finds himself and gets back to being dominant, once I made the decision and I have someone who did it for me already in Weaver, like at the beginning when they first signed him or traded for him, I said, hey, he's the closer. He's earned it. Weaver's been a reliever for all of half a season. Like, honestly. So, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with Devin Williams being the closer. He should be the closer. He's earned that with how dominant he's been as a closer in Milwaukee. But Weaver was great for them last year. Weaver did close for them down the stretch of the season into the World Series. And now he hasn't given up a run. If Weaver is going to have a dominant season, and we'll see. He's going to give up runs. But if Weaver has a dominant season, why would I take the closer role away from him? Devin Williams then becomes my eighth inning guy. I have no problem with that, but we'll see how the Yankees handle it. They're on their way to building him back. I thought he looked better in these last two games. He's got some swing and misses on the changeup that he hadn't gotten before, but ultimately I expect him to be back. The problem is they're throwing out two pitchers that aren't any good. Right now, Will Warren is up in the air. He's got decent stuff. He's an inexperienced young kid. He has not been overly good, overly consistent. He makes mistakes. He walks guys. And then Carrasco, he was really good against Toronto, but he is not. I mean, he's 38 years old. And if he gets the ball up at all, he can't live in the zone. He doesn't have the stuff to live in the zone. And also the lineup, they showed the graphic against left-handed pitching. They're actually better than you'd think. But the main problem with the offense, because the top of the order has been unbelievable. Obviously, Judge, but Grisham, Rice, Goldschmidt have all been incredible. And Volpe's even turning it around so far. But the major problem right now, the major flaw, one, they're still bad in situational hitting. Like, Reyes has an opportunity to hit a sac fly to tie that game. He's unable to do it. But that's the issue. Right now, late in the game, against left-handed relievers, the bottom of the order is atrocious against left-handed pitching. Atrocious. The overall numbers might be okay because Goldschmidt's killing it. Judge is killing it. Bellinger actually has better numbers against lefties. So they've actually done better against lefties than you would think or that your eye would tell you from watching it. They put up the numbers. They're like second in the American League batting average and home runs and slugging against left-handed pitching, where I would have thought it was worse than that. But specifically, when you have right now Oswaldo Cabrera as your third baseman, and you have Jason Dominguez, who is, you know, just he's not a major league hitter right-handed right now. And you could say for whatever you want to say that for, the Yankees are putting on the lack of at-bats he's had right-handed, because obviously there are more right-handed pitchers, so he has more left-handed at-bats. He hasn't played all that much in the minor leagues, believe it or not. His at-bats were low. They were talking about it on the broadcast. So he hasn't had that many professional right-handed at-bats. But right now, he is not a major league right-handed hitter. He's hitting 80. So when you add that, and right now with Jazz hurt, you're talking about Reyes, but he hasn't been good. But you've got Oswaldo Cabrera. You've got Jason Dominguez in particular. Those two guys are zeros right-handed. Zeros. So, like, they don't have anybody who can give you a real threat right-handed. I mean, against left-handed pitching, rather. That's the real problem. And what you're seeing is every team is bringing in a ton. Every left-handed reliever they have is throwing against the Yankees, and especially the bottom of the order. The bottom of the order is guaranteed outs against left-handed pitching. And they haven't been good situational hitting. And Bellinger still, you know, hopefully he'll turn it around. But to me, the problem is right now they are desperate for Luis Gil back. And that's the one thing about it is, like, I don't think these are going to be problems that the team is going to have in the second half of the season. I can't tell you whoever they're going to pitch is going to be good. But Luis Gil is coming back, and they are going to add a starter at the rotation for the rotation at the trade deadline. I don't know if it's going to be a top of the rotation starter. But Will Warren and Cookie Carrasco, I don't think, are going to have the roles they have now during the push of the season. The question is, how do they get through until the deadline? And Max Fried is going to be part of it. I think Carlos Rodon has to be part of it. But they just lost a lousy series to a lousy team. This is a bad... I mean... They took 3 of 4 against Tampa Bay, and they took the series against Detroit, Toronto, and now lost this one. So they're 7-4 in the American League East. That's not terrible. They won 2 of the first 3 series, but this is a lousy series against a team they're better than, and an offense that hit the 2-run home run to start the game and then kind of went dark other than Judge, and the bottom of the order stinks against right-handed pitching. Left-handed pitching just stinks.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.